In Colorado Springs, Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. The Gold Mountain Fire continues to burn north of Ouray on the western slope. That fire is more than 8,000 acres, and many have been evacuated from areas north of the city. CPR's Stina Sieg reports from Highway 550, a few miles from the fire.
This is a very narrow valley with these giant imposing cliffs on basically either side. There are charred trees. Smoke is wafting into the air. On the other side, it's just green with blue skies and literally birds chirping. So it's just a very strange mixture of images.
Stina Sieg reporting near Ouray. Thousands have been evacuated near Pueblo due to the growing Aspen Acres fire, which is more than 28,000 acres. KRCC's Brianna Heaney visited the Colorado State Fairgrounds, where people and animals are being evacuated.
Evacuees were told to go to the fairgrounds, especially those with large animals. They told me that it's been a busy morning, and they're expecting for it to get even busier as the day goes on. It gets hotter, the wind kicks up, and with all of that, fire activity is expected to increase. I saw some evacuees headed in, a few trucks filled with cattle, and the cows seemed pretty agitated.
That's Brianna Heaney reporting from Pueblo. FEMA will be stepping in to help with firefighting costs for the Aspen Acres fire. This means about 75% of the cost of the fire located in Custer and Pueblo counties could qualify for a FEMA grant that specifically addresses the costs associated with managing, mitigating, and controlling fires, or the costs of firefighting itself. The grant does not provide assistance to individual homeowners or businesses. Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Leave a tune for Fresh Air. That's next.